Back now with Day to Day. Here's an endeavor that seems doomed from the start, an anthology in book form of blogs. First of all, there's the sheer volume. There are some 15 million active blogs worldwide. And second, and this is what my guest will hopefully explain, how do you pin down or capture a blog in a book? Isn't a blog's very identity wrapped up in its internet form? Sarah Boxer is the author of the new book, Ultimate Blogs, Masterworks from the Wild Web. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What prompted you to try to pin down this unruly beast?
Well, it was kind of a challenge. I was wondering, well, what is it about these things that is so hard to pin down and is so hard to get into print? And so it became a challenge and a kind of an experiment in finding out what is left of a blog when you take away the links and you take away the speed and just the interactivity.
Right, the kind of conversation,
them.
Because when you're reading a blog, you're supposed to be participating in a way, at least,
right.
You know, if you're not commenting on it, sort of in your mind, having a conversation with the blogger.
Right. Any blog is, well, most blogs, I should say, are really porous in one way or another to the rest of the web, whether it's because they're referring to other articles that are written or whether it's because they have a comment section. Or with some of them, it has to do with scrolling. Just the act of scrolling affects how they're written. For instance, there's a fashion blog.
I know what you're talking about. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's great. It's GoFug, F-U-G, yourself. It's two women who are extremely snarky about the bad fashion choices that celebrities make. They are hilarious, but one of the things that is very important about how the blog works is that often the humor is what I would call scroll humor, where you have to get to the bottom of the picture. You work your way down in the text, and then you see, like, the punchline is the shoes at the bottom of the screen, and it all kind of comes together. That's a great example of something that is extremely hard to capture.
So how did you capture it?
Well, I looked, and there are qualities about blogs, I think, that remain even when they are in print, and that is the sort of the snarkiness, the fierceness, the openness, the public and private mix, the nastiness. And there's just a certain kind of humor that is still there, even when you take away the links and the timeliness. And I think there really is something that I would call bloggy writing that is distinctive.
There's definitely a tone that a lot of blogs share, and it is a snarky tone. Why is that the default blog tone?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with what gets people's attention. In print publications, you already have your audience. But if you write a blog and you don't have a reputation, how do you get noticed? And one of the ways that you do it is by attacking famous people, by attacking famous newspapers, by going after something that will catch someone's attention. And I think it's sort of survival of the meanest in a certain way. It's not just meanness, though. It's a certain kind of wit.
Hmm. What's your favorite personal blog that you saw out there? One that's really reveals it all and is strangely
like
compelling.
Oh, boy. It goes by the name ABB. I'm not sure I can say this on air.
Angry Black Rhymes with Witch.
Yes, that's okay. The one. That's terrific. Eurotrash, I think, is amazing. These are people who are sort of writing about their own lives, or you can get the feel of who they are anyway. Julia Here Be Hippogriffs is about a woman going through infertility trouble. And they're great storytellers, all of those people. That's another thing that I think I realized once I had my collection, is that this is one of the things that I think bloggers who work well in a book do well, is tell stories, just amazing stories from all corners of the globe and very personal things that have very much to do with public life or where they are in the world.
So it sounds like the form hasn't really changed the essential truth of these things, and that is a good story is a good story, and good writing is good writing no matter where you find it.
Right, that's true. Although it's unlikely I would have found these things if it weren't for the blogosphere. And I am not sure that they would have found their way into anybody's home without the blogosphere existing. I'm not sure these people would have had a place to do what they do. Yes, it is storytelling, but there is something about the way they write that is peculiar to the web, I think.
Did it ever cross your mind that maybe you should have blogged this book rather than...
Not for a minute. I mean, this is one thing that I wrote in my introduction, I don't have a blogging bone in my body, and that remains true. I have huge respect for these people. I mean, they are out there in a way that is just phenomenally frightening to me.
What do you mean by frightening?
I mean, there are people who tell stories, just extremely intimate stories. Eurotrash, for instance, telling very intimate stories about her father, her mother's death, her sort of abuse by an older man as a kid. I mean, just kind of out there. I mean, it's just very, very personal in certain cases.
So frightening when you imagine yourself doing it, but I wonder if they see it as frightening.
I don't think that they do, actually. I mean, I think it's a different generation, and I think the frightening thing for a lot of bloggers is to not have a presence on the web. They just cannot imagine it. It's like almost not existing. And I think for many of them, that's the thing. They exist because they blog.
Some people who are less generous than you would say they're just, you know, self-indulgent exhibitionists.
Well, that too. But I think I do think that there's more to it. I just think it's a whole different way of being.
Sarah Boxer is the author of the new book. It's called Ultimate Blogs, Masterworks from the Wild Web. Sarah Boxer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And you can find links to all the blogs in Sarah Boxer's book at npr.org.